We're here on the K&M Podcast. Bonus coverage for Lions Seattle this Sunday, Ford Field, 1 o'clock. Michael Herrera, DetroitLions.com. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Ken Brown.
Now, we usually do a little 10-minute thing here just to give a preview of the game, but I do got to put one issue in that I'm going to take 3 minutes with. We'll talk more about it next week, but I can't let this go if we're doing this podcast without addressing it. The Tua situation from the game last night.
Yeah.
Just a quick thought on it. We'll cover it more in depth next week, but just your quick thought on it.
Well, I mean, it looks bad for everybody involved on the Miami Dolphins side. But I put the net somewhere along the line, someone's got to get a hold of whatever sort of, you know, documents they put together when a player gets a concussion or an injury. As we're not sure exactly what Tua had last Sunday when he went down, kind of staggered and went down. Everyone's assuming it's it was a concussion. It's been reported by the team to be a back injury. I don't buy it, honestly. I really don't. But I have nothing to bet. You know, I have nothing to pin that on other than just what I saw. And so I think this does not look good for the Miami Dolphins, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, the NFL Players Association is doing an investigation. I would imagine the NFL itself would do one also.
You almost used up my 3 minutes, so I don't know where to go from that. If that's the quickest response. But anyway, I'll just play with you. Seriously, though, I don't care if he was cleared to play by the 4th Infantry of the United States Military. When I see a guy stumble off the field from Sunday as the head coach, I'm not letting him play again for a while. And that's where I go. That's where I got a problem immediately. And I think some heads should roll, because, like I said, you can manipulate tests, you can manipulate doctors, you can do anything you want in this league, as you've seen, if there's no oversight. And I don't know what their oversight is on it, and I don't know if you're ever going to get to the bottom of it. But everybody who saw that game Sunday knew that it was more than just a back injury, and he shouldn't have been playing 4 days later. Barely, if it had been 7 days later, I would have had a question. But for 4 days later, he should have been ruled out Monday.
Well, at least, you know, Kenny, with 7 days, you've got your regular routine. You know, off on Monday.
Right, but let's not even talk about that, Mike, because 7 wasn't even in the agenda for us. So we can talk about that next week. 7 wasn't even in the agenda. It was a four-day week. He should have been ruled out Monday.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't have time to go through your normal
So the head coach, like I said, if I'm a player on that team and I look at the head coach now, does he have my best interest for me? I'm asking that question. I'll tell you what, this, and we'll talk about it more next week, this has destroyed that team. Just mark my words on it. I watch them go to the Super Bowl. But anyway, right now.
Certainly the injury to Tua doesn't help them, and he was playing good ball.
I'm not even talking about the injury part. I'm talking about the mentality that does my head coach, is he looking out for me? Dan Campbell's players will run through a wall. Mike McDaniel's, they wouldn't run through a drive-thru for him right now. This is my opinion.
Okay.
Well, all right.
We'll talk more.
Let's get to the Seattle game. 1-2. Seattle against Detroit. Detroit needs this win. I told you I wanted to see 2-2 after 4, and they got it. This, to me, is not a must-win, but it's a should-have-been win.
I think it's a better not lose. It's not a must-game. It's a better not lose. And I'll tell you, we're going to look back on that game a week ago. In Minnesota, the Detroit Lions have a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, or 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and couldn't close the deal. Ended up losing on a touchdown pass.
All right, Mike, we got to roll. We got to roll here, baby. Let's roll it. We know what happened last week.
That's going to hang over this team. That's why this game is so much more important than it might have been otherwise. Look, they're all important, but they've got to get back to 500. They've got to get 2-2, and they've got to find a way to win this game, and they have to get injuries to deal with.
I was going to say they got to grind it out, because if we found out Swift will not be playing, St. Brown will not be playing, that's for sure right now. Probably Jackson won't be playing because he's got a finger, which we'll talk about that longer next week too. So these finger injuries now, putting guys on the IR and everything. So, like I said, back in the old days, they used to wrap it up like Gene Upshaw with a big palm and bandage and go out and play. But I guess you can't do that these days.
Well, we'll see what happens, with Jonah Jackson, see when he gets back.
Yeah, hopefully he gets back before the season ends, because, it's such a terrible injury. You know, I'm surprised there's not a medevac waiting to get him now. So, go ahead and give me a prediction, game.
Well, DetroitLions.com, a regular Thursday epic. I picked the Lions to win the game 30-20. That was before the news came out on Friday that those two offensive stars for the Detroit Lions aren't going to play. But I'm sticking with my pick, 30-20. I think Jared Goff is playing really good football for the Detroit Lions. He's the leader. He's in command of that offense. And I think he's the leader of that team. Detroit Lions win it.
I'm taking the Lions. I don't care if the whole offense starting team wasn't playing. The day I pick Geno Smith to win a game is the day you can come get me. Come get me out of here, because I've seen that act many times on Broadway, off Broadway, in Poughkeepsie, and at the Comedy Act Theater. I've seen that act. I don't want to see it again.
I think I'm rooting for Geno Smith. If this is going to come and get you out of here,
get me out. Maybe get the Geno Smith fan club going down here, because if he can win this one, I'm out of here. So anyway, we'll see how it works out. We'll talk next week about the Lions. We'll talk about what's going on, if it's 2-2 going into the Patriots or if it's 1-3 going into the Patriots. We will see. All right, Mike, thanks for the quick review for the Seattle-Detroit game this Sunday, Ford Field.